Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Well, maybe you are sitting listening to us in work at the moment. What sort of a place is it like to work? Do you feel that you can fully be yourself, or do you kind of go into work mode, the head goes down and you're a different person, or maybe you put up a lot of barriers, or maybe sometimes you keep things to yourself. Maybe faith is something that's important to you, but you feel your kind of soul has to take a bit of a backseat until, you know, it's 5:30 or whatever time you leave, and then you go home and you go, okay, I can take off the mask now. Well, our next guest is with me in studio. Her name is Elizabeth Gary Brosnan, and she's going to be speaking this evening in South Dublin in Glass Tool. And the topic is how to take your soul to work with you. Maybe it's something we do subconsciously, but it's something we need to actually consciously think about. It's great to have you with us in studio, Elizabeth. Good morning to you.
Thank you, Andy. Lovely to be here.
So you are the founder of EGB Soulpreneurs. Tell us all about that.
Okay, so Soulpreneurs is based on the notion of entrepreneurs. Take out the entre and put in soul. And there are entrepreneurs in the world, and many of us who wouldn't consider ourselves entrepreneurs, but we're all soulpreneurs. We're all mind, body, spirit, soul. We're one whole person. So soul goes with us wherever we are. And my work comes from a background of coaching, training and facilitation and business executive coaching. So I would be in the corporate world, in the business world, but also in the community and voluntary world. I would work a lot with people. And I would often ask people that I would be coaching, did you bring your soul to work today? Is it in the car park, or is it perhaps even at home? Did it come out today? Because when we are working without the presence of soul, we're a shell of ourselves.
And that's something that actually is hard to do nowadays, because there is this kind of attitude, you know, if you have faith, faith should be left at home. You know, faith in politics doesn't mix, faith in business doesn't work. Mm. And this is the kind of message that's put out there.
Yeah, very often. And as you say, we have moved more and more into what I call a divided world. We compartmentalise our life. Faith is something I do maybe for 45 minutes on a Sunday morning if I go to church. It might be something that I briefly do morning and evening if I pray. But other than that, it's compartmentalised. It's not part of my life. But also, I go to work and I'm one person. A lot of us put on a suit in the morning and go to work and we're one particular person. Again, I would say to people sometimes when I work with them, if I saw you at the weekend, would I recognise you? And often not. That the fun person, the loving person, the faith-filled person appears in other contexts. So we've got very good at this compartmentalising and showing up as we think we ought to.
I think that the compartmentalising is one element, but another element for people when it comes to thinking of their soul, thinking of faith at work, is they're just so busy. I don't have time to think about it. And like you say, you go into that zone, that work mode, and the last thing on your mind is anything to do with faith.
Yes, absolutely. And I mean, I would work with people who don't have time. We talk about time like it was a commodity and we could put it in a wheelbarrow. But there's the same amount of time in every day. It's what we choose to do with the time. Sometimes I work with people who don't have time to eat. If they don't take their breaks to eat, their physical body will let them know. You know, the energy drops, the hunger pangs come and whatever. It's the very same. If we don't take time to feed our soul, it's starving as well. So there's a piece of us that's starving and dying that isn't fed and nourished. So it can't come out to play at work because it's weak.
How do you be a soulpreneur then?
Okay, so being a soulpreneur, to begin with, takes time. Now, it doesn't take enormous amounts of time, but it takes a minute here and there in every day to just stop, to become aware. The most available thing to us is our breathing, to just breathe and be aware of the breath that keeps us alive, the God-given breath that we breathe. Now, there is nobody that hasn't time to do that for 1 minute two or three times during the day.
This is about working it into the routine.
Absolutely. To take a minute to stop. It might be while you walk to the coffee machine or to the photocopier or to the bathroom, but there is a minute. But it all begins with awareness. There is a scientist called Moshe Feldenkrais who says, nature is not kind to creatures without awareness. Now, whether that's the rabbit that runs across the road in front of our car or it's us that doesn't have awareness, nature is not kind to us. So if we haven't got the awareness of soul, then we can't do much about it. So the first thing for me is always building an awareness that we talk a lot about mind, body, spirit nowadays. And we talk about how do we look after our mind. Mental awareness, mental health is huge. Physical nutrition, diet, exercise is huge at the moment. They're in the media, they're both everywhere. There is nothing about soul. it's equally important. If we don't nourish and feed our soul, then there's a part of us starving.
And if we do, what difference do you think you can make in the workplace environment?
I think when we are working soulfully, we are so true to our seat of wisdom. Our soul is our deep-seated wisdom. We know. And I do believe that with all the issues we have in the world, whether it's in our church, whether it's financial, wherever it is that there is business mistakes made, that there's a lot of people that are left suffering, I do believe if the people in those positions, particularly the higher positions in organisations and companies, nourish their souls, they would have a different level of awareness in how they do the work they do.
What about someone, Elizabeth, listening, who maybe works for a big company and they feel like, you know, they like their work or whatever, but they're just a number, and can I really make a difference by kind of being a solopreneur? What do you think about that?
Yeah, you see, I think if it, you know, this phrase, if it's to be, it's up to me. I think it starts with each one of the me's in the company. A lot of the companies I would work with would be considered soulless companies. What is a company? A company is a group of people, whatever size it is. If even one person in that company starts nourishing their soul and becoming aware of working soulfully, it's contagious. I have seen it happen. It affects people. I recently had a client who was really stressed and struggling in work, and we made a plan that she would take 3 minutes three times a day during work, and she would either walk around the building or she would sit in her car if the weather wasn't nice or whatever, and she would just breathe and become aware of her reason for being and what motivated her to do the work she did. And it was all a soul base. And within a week, the people, the open plan office, the people working around her were saying, "You're different. What did you do? You seem very different today. Gosh, you're very relaxed. You dealt with that very differently if there was a phone call or a person came." And she said she knew it herself.
So then is it a case then, Elizabeth, of people kind of know you by your what you do rather than what you say?
Oh, totally. I completely believe that. So, you know, sometimes people will say in organisations, if I have a stance on the bigger issues in our life at the moment, I really feel I can't talk about it at work. And I would always say, don't worry. It's not so much what you say, it's how you are. You know, people will relate to people at a level that they don't actually even realise is happening. If you're operating soulfully, people are attracted to you.
And they see that, and they see the difference, like in that example
there.
They
feel it.
Okay, so I want to say, okay, Elizabeth, I want to try and be more self. I want to take myself to work tomorrow. What do I need to do? Where do I start?
Okay, so the first thing is and this is for each individual person, it's different. What nourishes your soul? Okay, you know what nourishes your body. You know the foods to eat, the foods not to eat. You know to exercise. You know what nourishes your mental health. How do you know what nourishes your soul? And for different people, it's different things. It can be reading a piece of scripture for someone. It can be the thought for the day here. You listen to it. You bring it with you. You just let it mull around each day. It can be just noticing, depending on the time you're up these mornings, could be the sunrise. It could be just looking at the sunset. It could be the moon. But it's this notion that we are not a divided people. I and nature are one. God is in everything in nature. God is in me. We are all interconnected. So for me, this fragmentation of our lives is a huge drawback. So if I interconnect, if I know that the people I work with are God I'm meeting each day, and I am God, God is in me, it really changes how I relate to every person, even someone I don't get on so well with or someone that I don't necessarily feel respects me very much. If I see that beauty in them, then that's me coming from a soul place. I can promise you people respond differently.
It's amazing. I remember doing a retreat last year in the priest saying, again, on that thing of kind of people that you mightn't get on with or you find difficult to connect with. He's like, if you look for the face of God in everybody, it will totally transform, as you say, Elizabeth, how you relate to them. So you've given us a little bit of a snippet of your talk tonight. Mondays at the monastery, it's going to be returning for the Advent season to the Presentation Brothers House, Clasdhill in County Dublin. It's starting tonight from 7:30 to 9, and I've been chatting with Elizabeth Gary-Brosnan. She's going to kick off the series and she's going to explore how to take your soul to work with you. What can people expect from the talk tonight, Elizabeth?
So we're going to explore. I'm not so much going to talk to people. I'm going to ask them some questions and get them to explore. It'll begin with where people are at. What's it like where you work? How do you manage to bring your soul to work, or do you? Sometimes it's bringing your soul to work. It's being soulful at work. Sometimes it's bringing your soul to work despite where you work. And it's that challenge for people. So again, it's about reflecting on what fills my soul. what are the soulful moments in my life? How can I connect with those? How can I do more of those? So that once we begin to nourish our soul, it flourishes. And it isn't something that we have to think so much about. It becomes a way of being.
It becomes part of us, part of our everyday.
Yeah.
Well, as I say, the talk is going to take place tonight. That's from 7:30 to 9 at the Presentation Brothers House. That's in Glasthill, County Dublin. And Elizabeth Gary Brosnan is going to be speaking on how to take your soul to work with you. Thank you so much for chatting to us this morning.
Thank you, Wendy.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.